we're hopeful that the Afghan security forces will play the major role in stopping the Taliban. And I know we, what we're seeing unfold is what we expected to unfold, increased pressure.
The challenges will be huge. I wouldn't call it the end of the world for our people. I'd say that it will be very challenging, and that's why I am of the opinion that the whole focus has to be on achieving peace, but this is not, this doesn't only take us, it takes the other side.
Talking about Afghanistan there, the press conference today with the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the first since the inauguration, spending a lot of time about troops coming home and the concerns about that. Let's bring in our panel. Katie Pavlich, news editor, townhall.com. Amy Walter, national editor for the Cook Political Report. And Trey Gowdy, former congressman from South Carolina. You know, Amy, the political impetus for this is now solidified. You had a Republican president pushing for this, a Democratic president doing it, and the population in the U.S. is for it. But there are concerns.
Well, absolutely. And it's been pretty clear even in these last few days about just how challenging it's going to be for the Afghan security forces on the road to hold back the Taliban. The attacks have increased from Taliban onto Afghan forces, and we expect that that's going to continue. The real question, though, is whether this is going to be a launching pad for terrorism, as many are afraid, or whether the threat for that is under control and that the focus instead should be on looking for signs of potential terrorist threats in other parts of the world or the other threats that we're seeing to the U.S. from other parts of the world. Mm-hmm.